What do you call other grandpa's pants shoes?
Well, what you use anyway.
Yeah.
What you remember, too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a round, flat piece of sweet bread? It's got a hole in the middle of it. It's kind of round all the way around. It's got a hole in the middle of it.
Oh, I eat them every once in a while.
That's all right.
They cook them over here, dog.
What, you have got the hole in it, Paul?
Yeah, the hole in the center of it.
Yeah, I don't know why it's there.
Cook them in grease.
What's it for?
So you cook it all in the middle and much it will on the outside.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
I know, but I can't think.
Well, let me ask you, do you recognize any of this? Do you call it a crawl or a fried cake? Or a donut?
Donut. Right there for a donut, but I couldn't think of that nut.
All right, that's fine.
That's too nutty myself.
Well, now, let me ask you something. Does it make any difference if it's made with baking powder? Do you remember when your wife used to make them? Did she ever make them?
Yeah, I recollect when they first come in style, baking powder.
Did they
use soda, you know?
Yeah, well, now, when they use baking powder to make these, does it make any difference between, for instance, did your wife ever make donuts?
Yeah.
Well, how did she make them?
I never did watch it.
Well,
now she could make them.
I could tell you how she made it. She sweetened that dough, and she whipped that dough up and took a...
Yes, cut a hole out of it.
And cut a hole where the hole is coming in. And then they put that in hot grease and let it there. Then they take it out and put it in...
had a little cup of things about as big around as that.
Uh-huh.
Right there, cut a hole out in.
Well, now
there's one of them in there, ain't.
Suppose you made one with baking powder and one with yeast. Would there be any difference between the two?
Yeah, there'd be yeah.
Why? What would be the difference between them?
Because
yeast
what
is
I'm,
the best.
One I made with yeast is a different material than baking powder.
All right. Now then, do you call the one that's made with yeast a different name? What do you call it?
You call it a yeast cake, and all I know.
A yeast cake. Now it still has a
you
hole
used
in the
to make light bread that way.
Yeah.
You make now it still bread. Has a hole in the middle of it, doesn't it? When you do that,
that was the donut.
All right.
That
was a donut.
Yeah.
All right. What do you call the thing that's made with baking powder instead of yeast? You just call them both donuts.
Well,
you
call them
make a cake that way. You have to have something to make it right.
Yeah, that's right. I see what you mean. All right, what do you call, now I know you've had these before, you probably still like them. What do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour? You mix up the white flour with milk and you pour it out.
Pancakes.
Pancakes, all right.
I'll give you a different name.
What's that? What's it?
A flitter.
A flitter?
Yeah.
What's a flitter?
All right. It's one made up just like you talk, and you put it in a pan, and when it cooks for one time, flap it over.
I see. So it's the same thing as a pancake,
yeah.
What do you call meat from the sides of a hog that's been salted but not smoked?
Salt bacon.
Salt bacon?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let me answer that question,
too. All right,
I'd put it side meat.
Side meat. All right. All right, that's fine. Is there any difference? I mean, is there any difference between it being salted and it's being salted and smoked? Is there any difference between?
They generally use if it's smoked, they always use the smoke first.
I see.
Yeah.
What do you use?
Time or smoke side? What do you?
You ever heard the term middling meat?
Oh that's what I was talking about.
Oh, is that what that's
middling meat?
It's the same thing as side meat.
Yeah, it's all.